Welcome to Season 2 Spark Edition of Investment Insider, brought to you by InvestSelangor. My name is Cynthia Ng, your host for this series. In this Spark Edition, we will take a closer look at companies in Selangor setting the benchmark for next-generation industrial parks in the region. Compass at Kota Sri Langat is perhaps one of the most exciting upcoming integrated industrial and logistics hubs in Selangor. Located just 10 minutes from the West Coast Expressway, Compass, jointly developed by State-Linked Investment Fund PNB, K-West Sdn Bhd, an area group of companies, is set to be a key driver of growth for the southern corridor of Selangor. Dato' Stuart Lebroy, Area Executive Chairman, joins me now to talk about the big plans in place for Compass at Kota Sri Langat. Welcome, Dato' Stuart, and thank you so much for joining us on Investment Insider. Let's start with Compass. Talk to us about the development and why did you decide on Kota Sri Langat to develop your flagship integrated industrial and logistics park?
Hi, Cynthia. Thank you for inviting me on the show. To answer your question, Compass is not our first project, but it's our second. Our first was the building of a 1.2 million square foot logistics facility in Ampang in Kuala Lumpur. Compass is our second major project in Selangor. We came to this project because we believe there exists a huge demand for large logistics and manufacturing facilities in the Klang Valley, but really there are no readily available sites for them to locate to. As a result, many foreign investors that came to Malaysia's shores have left for other countries because of a lack of such facilities. We spent the last 4 years looking for a really good site to locate our first major industrial development in Selangor. And when we offered the site at Kota Sri Langat, we leapt at it. What makes Compass so attractive is that as an integrated industrial park with freehold title and located in the perfect triangulation between the ports, the airport, and the industrial heartland in Shah Alam. Being recently connecting to the West Coast Expressway, it now offers all the clients a seamless connection to all the highway systems in the country.
Now, I want to pick your point, Stuart, about market appetite and the demand for larger logistics and manufacturing facilities in the state. What is your focus for Compass and what industries are you looking to target?
Well, you know, Cynthia, before we started this project, we spent a lot of time building up our databases on the industrial space in Selangor. We soon discovered there was a real need for well-designed, serviced, and managed industrial parks to provide MNCs and SMEs the kind of products they really need for their expansion. The park has been designed with two major components. The first is the SME precincts, which will cater for the rapidly expanding SME industry. Rather than building small units like in the past, we chose to build the larger units as our research pointed out the fact that many SMEs are now moving to much bigger facilities. Our second is our main park, which will house the big logistics and manufacturing clients who are seeking to consolidate their operations into larger integrated facilities. Many of our clients will be from the logistics and manufacturing sectors, and we believe that this will really help us fill up our park in a very short space of time.
Logistics and manufacturing, as we have seen, are crucial sectors to maintaining the flow of goods, especially during the pandemic. I wonder, Stuart, how has the pandemic affected the demand for industrial space in Malaysia? If you can share your observations or insights on the pandemic with us.
Maeda's recent announcement of securing over 80 billion ringgits worth of investments into Malaysia in the first quarter of 2021 really bodes well for our industrial ambitions. However, the success in attracting these investments must be matched by having available industrial estates large enough to cater for them, or modern warehouses with fully automated retrieval and storage systems. Compass provides such a facility. Although we have not launched our project yet, we're getting a whole lot of inquiries for these specialized types of warehouses even now, as also big inquiries about what we're building at SME. Foreign and domestic investment in Malaysia's industrial sector is not really being affected by COVID-19. As I think many of the investors can see, Malaysia coming out of this pandemic ahead of our ASEAN neighbours due to our better management of the pandemic.
Thank you for sharing your observations, Stuart. I would like to pivot the discussion back to Compass. Can you talk to us about the key selling points of this development?
Our key selling points are as follows. Firstly, we have the best location available in Selangor today, with a direct connection to the West Coast Expressway. The land is freehold. We're offering a slew of soft services together with our parks to our clients. The site has had a soil treatment completed, it's platform ready to build, and all we're waiting for are the approvals from the local authorities before we can proceed. All the infrastructure is scheduled to be completed by 2023. We're way ahead of the curve. So I think we're ready to launch. When we planned Compass, the first thing we realized that one size does not fit all. So we designed our plots to range from 3 acres to 25 acres to allow our clients to build exactly what they need. We don't just aim to sell buildings and walk away, but rather help our clients achieve what they want to achieve moving into our park by providing them technical assistance and a whole lot of other services like gated and guarded security, worker accommodation, beautiful landscaping, recreation facilities, and a clubhouse, okay? I think this kind of offering is the key to our success.
So creating a space for community living, industrial parks are no longer just a place for logistics. There is certainly a lot to cover, but we will take a quick break right now. Coming up, we will take a closer look at another exciting product offering in Compass at Kota Sri Langat, catering just for SMEs. Stay tuned.
What makes Selangor an attractive investment destination? First, established investment ecosystem in the state. Large pool of skilled and multilingual workforce. Matured digital and physical connectivity within the region. And forward-thinking state administration.
Welcome back to Investment Insider, brought to you by Invest Selangor. Joining me again is Dato' Stuart Labroy, Area Executive Chairman. Area is the developer of Compass at Kota Sri Langat, an upcoming integrated logistics and industrial hub in Selangor. Stuart, another exciting product offering we see in Compass is the SME Precinct. Talk to us about the interest from the market, and are you confident of achieving a high take-up rate given that we are still in a rather sluggish economic environment?
98.5% of business establishments in Malaysia are SMEs, and they cut across all sizes and sectors, and they're growing exponentially. Many are finding that their current premises are not well-purposed for the next fourth industrial revolution and are looking for larger units with more specific features for them. We need better design manufacturing facilities to cater to these new SME requirements. There exists a big disconnect between what the market wants and what the market is producing at this point in time. We hope to address this situation. Our research has indicated that SMEs are now dropping the small and moving to the medium as far as the operations go. And with that, we see a bigger demand for larger spaced units than the traditional units of the past.
I understand that the SME Precinct will focus on light to medium-sized industries. Talk to us about the needs of these sectors and how will Compass cater to them?
Since we put the project onto the market through our website, we've had a slew of inquiries already. And we're trying very hard to move to a launch date as quickly as possible. I must say that the team at the Majlis in Kota Sri Langat has been wonderful in giving us our approvals and working with us to get to a final point. Once we get our approvals, we'll be able to officially launch the project and start to take bookings. As we have a limited number of units for sale, we believe that the offtake will be very, very encouraging. Our targeted launch date is going to be Q4 this year. Our website's been constantly updated, so I encourage people to visit it, and hopefully they'll be able to get as much information as possible to make uniform decisions when they decide to purchase a unit in the park.
Certainly, and I believe the boom in e-commerce is also driving the demand for larger space for SMEs. Stuart, I would like to now turn our focus to COVID-19. Talk to us about some of the key lessons for you in the past 1.5 years while operating in such an unpredictable environment.
Learning how to use Zoom and Microsoft Teams was the first lesson we learned, and we had to learn it very quickly as we pivoted towards a remote working environment, which we found gave us surprisingly good results. We now have to give up our traditional face-to-face meetings, but we found out we had really good efficiencies by doing so. However, our working environment has suffered, not being able to visit site, visit our clients, meet up with the local authorities or our consultants on a regular basis. It has slowed our progress, but not to a point where it's been detrimental to our final finishing point in the project. We have never wavered from our vision, and that is to reimagine the future of industrial estates in Malaysia. And we hope that this will be a showcase of what's possible to create a different industrial environment for Selangor and for Malaysia as a country. We've been spending much time in the last year as well working with our partners, PNB and K-West, on developing and establishing the joint venture. Also on new designs for the products we intend to put in the park, as well as sharing with you these designs on this program.
For businesses, Stuart, having a supportive business ecosystem is crucial, particularly during these times of uncertainty. Now, I want to talk about the role of Invest Selangor in helping companies looking to migrate to Selangor or grow their businesses. Can you talk to us about the relationship AREA has with Invest Selangor and how it has helped the company?
Cynthia, Dato Hassan and his team have done a marvellous job in promoting Selangor. I can say that because I worked with him before in our project Ampang, where his team has been hugely helpful in getting our approvals done in record time. This program is testament of Invest Selangor's commitment in promoting Selangor as one of the most preferred investment destinations in Malaysia today. By inviting us to appear on this program, he's also helping us reach a much larger audience, both globally and locally. He and his team share our views that by getting more industrial development of high-tech factories into Malaysia, we do the same thing by raising the bar for the kind of workers that we intend to attract and train in Malaysia. Selangor remains one of Malaysia's most prized drivers of the economy, has the best infrastructure of any state, has the largest population of trained professionals and workers, as well as housing a number of top industries, many of which are world-class. It remains the first choice of any investor coming to Malaysia today.
Drumming up investments into the state is exactly our focus in this show. On that note, Dato, there are many considerations when choosing a business location. How do we create a better ecosystem to attract more domestic and foreign investments?
Well, I believe that, you know, every foreign investor has a few checklists they need to look at. Firstly, they look at country risk. I think Malaysia has very low risk as a country because we're not run by dictators or military governments. Currency risk, Malaysia seems to have a very stable currency vis-a-vis the US dollar. Ease of doing business, Malaysia scores very well in this metric amongst our peers in ASEAN. Worker availability, we have very well trained and educated workforce in Malaysia. Our location offerings are amazing. We have ports all over the country. We have airports, fantastic infrastructure. We have well-planned industrial estates coming through in this program being described to you today. All of them look for these things, including a very, very strong IT backbone that runs through the country, which we have already. The fact that we're going to 5G also speaks very well of our future of attraction as a destination. Selangor Campus really ticks all these boxes, I think, for providing that kind of infrastructure for foreign investors today.
Thank you, Stuart, for talking to us and giving us your insight into what it takes to attract investors. And we look forward to the exciting plans at Compass Kota Sri Langat. You have been watching Investment Insider with me, Cynthia Ng. See you again in the next episode.
Selangor is the most attractive investment destination. Find out how we can assist you at www.investselangor.my. Join us again in the next episode.